The Danny Mac Show with BK Podcast, powered by I Promise. Now, here's Danny Mac with BK.
Welcome in. It is the Thursday edition of the Danny Mac Show. BK has the day off. I'm Dan McLaughlin. Across the way is T-Bone, my guy, Tanner Hendrickson. Good morning, Tanner. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing well. Cardinals wrap up their series with Milwaukee. It's a YouTube spectacular today. So
Yes,
it is a YouTube spectacular, so we will not have the game. So I thought I wanted to shift gears a little bit this morning, and a lot of people have heard me talk about it. Randy talks about it all the time. Jay Delsing talks about it on Sundays. The Ascension Charity Classic, which is coming to town. So I love golf. People know I love golf. And I don't get... Let me ask you this. If you had a chance to interview, like, give me your top three people you want to interview. I don't get the chance to do this very often. I don't get starstruck. I'll interview anybody. But this one got my heart pitter-patting a little bit. This one's one of my all-time favorites. So I'm going to ask you who would be on your list.
Top three interviews if I could do anybody. I think Michael Jordan would be on there.
Yep.
I would probably put... I think Tiger Woods might make my list.
The only thing, Tiger doesn't really say anything because he's just so, like, automated with his answers. But if I could get him unleashed...
Get a little personality out of him.
Yeah, he would be on my list.
I'm trying to think who would be number three for me. Such great athletes. Oh, man. Third one, thinking baseball. I want a good baseball one.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind talking to Pete Rose, actually.
Pete Rose would be a good one. Sandy Koufax would be a good one for me. I would love to do that. Had the chance multiple times to visit with Lou Brock, Bob Gibson. That was always a treat. But today, I had the chance to do a Zoom call with Jack Nicklaus to promote the Ascension Charity Classic. So that, to me, was about as good as it gets. Jack Nicklaus talking about coming to St. Louis and what this event means to him. So he's coming up in this show. Nick Ragone, who runs the Ascension Charity Classic, will be our guest. Jay Delsing, who you hear on Sundays and also is a member of our team on Friday mornings, he's going to be competing in this and obviously played on tour, but now it's a Champions Tour. He grew up, how cool is this? He grew up toting bags at Norwood Hills Country Club and now has a chance to compete in the championship there.
That's awesome.
Pretty neat.
You don't hear a lot of stories like that.
No. And so I want to visit with Jay about that. And then obviously we'll have the crossover coming up. But here is the interview I conducted with Jack Nicklaus. And it really gets into just coming to St. Louis, his excitement about this event, and what it means to him.
Well, it's always great to be part of a new event. You know, we were supposed to be part of it last year, but it didn't work out. But I haven't played a lot of golf in St. Louis. I played there probably, I don't know, four or five tournaments. And but St. Louis is a great sports town, always has been. I'm looking forward to it. And of course, we'll raise some money for charity and play a little bit of golf and have a good time.
What can you tell our fans what the difference is with, you know, like watching the event that we saw come through at Belle Reve with the PGA Tour as opposed to the Champions Tour, and what that's like for a golf fan? What are the differences between those two?
Well, you get a lot closer to the senior event. The players are, they're right there a little bit more. Usually the big event, there's more people. It's a little bit more crowded. The quality of golf is very good on the Senior Tour or the Champions Tour. It's maybe not quite as good, but it's not far off, and it's a great show. They have they got a lot of players with a lot of names that have played well for a lot of years, so they always give a good show.
What are your memories of St. Louis? What comes to mind when you think about playing golf in St. Louis? You've done that in the past, so what comes to mind when you think about coming through town?
Well, I never played well, unfortunately. I played the U.S. Amateur in 1960, and I was defending champion, and I lost in the fourth round there to Charles Lewis from Little Rock, Arkansas. He clobbered me. And then I came back and played, I brought Gary Player in the week before the U.S. Open at Belle Reve. And I told Gary, I said, Gary, if you want to win the Grand Slam, you want to win the U.S. Open, you got to go early and prepare for it. He says, Jack, I can't. I'm only over here for a few weeks, and I can't skip weeks. I just don't have that much time. I said, yes, you do. I said, the most important thing to you is to win the U.S. Open. You get out there and prepare for it. That doesn't mean I'm going to roll over and give it to you. But if you prepare, you know, I think you'll probably do pretty well. Gary prepared. We went a week ahead of time, and he dusted everybody. I think Kel Nagel, I think, finished second that tournament. But anyway, Gary won that. And every time we talk about St. Louis, Gary brings up 1964 U.S. Open. We played PGA there one year. I don't remember what I did. I didn't do well in Belle Reve either time. And then we played Old Warsaw in the Ryder Cup matches. And I'll never forget, I think Jay Bear was captain then. And Jay put Dave Stockton and I together for, Dave Stockton and me together for a alternate shot. And I drove the ball 50, 60 yards by Dave Stockton. So Dave Stockton was not used to playing wedges out of the rough, and I wasn't used to playing two irons out of the fairway. So we didn't do very well. I think we got beat 6-5. And then Jay says, I don't think we're going to do that again. So I played with J.C. Snead, or I played with Arnold maybe one time. I don't remember. But we always had a good time at the Ryder Cup matches.
How well do you know Norwood Hills? Have you had the chance to get on there and play all that much?
I don't think I've ever played it. I may have played it. I mean, the name is familiar to me, but other than the name of it, I don't know whether I've ever played it.
Well, you said that you play a little golf still, so how often do you get out and play?
Well, I haven't hit a ball in 3 months now, so but I hope to hit some before I get to Ascension.
What's it like when you go out and play? How well do you hit it? What's it like when Jack Nicklaus gets out and tees it up?
Well, you know, I've used the phrase now. A lot of people have always wanted to play like I do. Now they can. And what that means is that if you can shoot about 80, that's about what I shoot now. I might break 80 if I play well, and I may not break 80 if I don't play very well. But I'm probably a solid 6 handicap now, and that's when I throw an 82 mile an hour club head speed at it, and the ball feels like it's still got the head cover on. Not a lot of fun. I love playing the game, but gosh, I hate hearing the ball land rather than seeing it land.
You know, the tour has done so much for charity, and you're a big reason why. And Ascension is huge in doing what they're doing for charity in North St. Louis. Are you more proud of what you accomplished on the course, Jack, or what the tour is doing because of golf and what they're accomplishing in the money raised because of what golf is doing in terms of helping kids that need it, or the various charities across the country that need it most?
Well, Dan, you know, I sort of go back. When we first started on tour, charity was part of it. But, you know, we were playing for purses of $20,000, $30,000. And we might raise $5,000 or $10,000 for charity. And, you know, as time's gone on, the purses got up, the money's got up. And now tournaments are now raising, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $10 million for charity in a week. So it's changed a lot. And so charity was not a big part of what we did when we were younger, but as it got on, we've got more involved with the charities. Now, in my case, I always use the example, Barbara was a fantastic wife and supporter of what I did. She understood that I had to go play golf, and she understood that I didn't need confrontation, and she knew that I needed support. So, I mean, I had a great partner all my life. It'd be 61 years this year. And so, but then when I stopped playing golf about 15 years ago, a Honda tournament wanted to come up to the Palm Beach area. And the head of their charities, Fred Millsaps, came to me, and Fred said, Jack, he says, what's in the Palm Beach areas that we can support for children? We've always supported things for children. Well, Barb and I, whatever we had done has been always been for children. So we decided, well, you know, maybe it was time we formed our own foundation. Well, we did form our foundation then. Honda's been was the we've been the main beneficiary of the Honda, as we have for quite a few other events. And we've raised, I don't know, a couple hundred million dollars so far since that time. And, you know, as I say, Barbara supported me. Now it's my turn to support her. And this is her thing. And I want to tell you, I've enjoyed it immensely to go out and be able to raise $10,000, $5,000, $1 million, or $10 million. You know, it's fun to go out and work with people to try to develop things to help kids. And we've got the Nicholas Children's Hospital down here, Miami Children's Hospital, changed its name to Nicholas. We've supported that to a level to make that happen. We've got Children's Miracle Network that we work with. We're working with a tour to raise $100 million over about a five-year period. And we're in about the second year of that. I think we raised close to 40 the first year. We're doing a legacy fund back here when our 80th birthday came about at the hospital. We have with Barbara and Jack Nicholas, a legacy fund for parents who can't afford to take care of their kids. So we figure if we waste about $80 million, we might be able to throw off about $4 million in interest. And that pretty much could take care of the people who can't pay for care. So there's all kinds of things we're doing. And I'm going to tell you, when I see the results with these kids and I see how these kids have responded to the things that have happened, I'm going to tell you, it's certainly a lot more important than any 4-foot putt I ever made anywhere in my life.
I was just going to ask you that. Are you more proud of that than what you did on anything on the golf course?
Well, if I hadn't done what I did on the golf course, this would never have happened. You know, it's because of what I did on the golf course, because of what name I made, because of the reputation I built, that I'm allowed to do this. I've been given that tool to be able to go out and raise that money. And so golf caused it. And, you know, a lot of kids are benefiting. And I've lived a blessed life to have that, not only do my golf, play golf, but the golf courses that I've done to be all over the place and all over the world. And then now raising money for kids and, seeing the look on their face and things. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You know, Jack, you don't have to come to St. Louis. You don't have to do these interviews. You don't have to be talking to me. Why do you still do these things?
Well, I enjoy it. It keeps me involved. I'm involved in the game of golf. I'm involved in promoting the game. I want to see the game grow. I want to see St. Louis have a successful event. Anything that I can do to help support it and be part of it, you know, if I'm asked to do that and I can, then I want to do it.
And finally, you got 9 holes coming up with Tom Watson. Okay, so what are you going to do to Tom Watson? What's he going to do to you? Is he going to be trash talking? Who's going to win this event with the 9 holes? Can you give me a little insight?
Well, first of all, we're going to have a luncheon, and Tom and I are going to trash talk a little bit at the luncheon. I mean, we'll throw a few compliments and bouquets out, but we'll throw a few jabs out too. We both do that. Tom and I have been pretty darn close friends for a long time, even though we've been great competitors. So we get along great, and then we're going to play the match in September. And, you know, we don't know who else is going to play with us yet, but it's going to be a couple other Champions Tour players will play with us, and we'll have a great match and great fun. I don't know who's going to carry me, but we'll see what happens.
Do you ever have little friendly wagers on these things? Any friendly wagers between you two?
I gave up wagering on golf a long time ago. and I played You know, I never, $10 is the most I ever played with anybody. Arnold and I played for 20. And but $10 is what I played for. And I always felt like anybody could afford $10. And if I won, I didn't lose a friend. And if I gave too many strokes to them, they didn't lose a friend here. So I felt like that's the way to do it. Enjoy it. And, you know, I'm not going to make my living off of somebody else betting on the golf course.
Jack, thank you so much for what you've done for the game of golf. And thank you for coming to St. Louis. We cannot wait to see you in St. Louis and what you're doing for the Ascension Charity Classic. We are so blessed to have you come to town.
Well, thanks, Dan. I look forward to seeing you there and seeing everybody else in St. Louis when we come.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That was a thrill, visiting with Jack Nicklaus, and just to hear that he's going to be a part of this thing, Tanner, coming in on a, you know, in the middle of the summer to do the charitable side of this thing, the luncheon, play nine holes. Obviously, he's doing a lot of things here in St. Louis. He's going to be involved with the course at Normandy and redesigning that. Awesome. Just great to hear from Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, one of the best interviews that we could have, and that is awesome. That was great stuff, and I'm looking forward to him. I want to see him play the nine holes.
I would get a ticket for that.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try and find a way in and watch that.
Well, maybe I can help you out. Our next guest is Nick Ragone. We'll talk about what is coming up this summer.
This is the Danny Mac Show with BK, the podcast powered by I Promise.
Danny Mac Show on a Thursday on 101 ESPN. As I mentioned earlier, the Cardinals are in Milwaukee. It is a YouTube game today, so no local TV for that. We're back at it tomorrow as the Cardinals head out west against the San Diego Padres. So this hour we've dedicated to the Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. And I want to bring in Nick Ragone, who has worked tirelessly on behalf of Emerson, the senior VP at Ascension, to talk about what we all can expect as sports fans, golf fans this summer. Hey, Nick, good morning to you, and thanks for hopping on.
Great to be back, Danny. So excited to have the Ascension Charity Classic ready to roll the week of September 6th through 12th. Mark your calendar.
Yeah, it's not that far away. We just had Jack Nicklaus on the show of an interview I conducted via Zoom. I guess it's been about a month ago. It's a thrill. I mentioned that I don't get starstruck. There's not many guys that I'd say, oh, wow, I can't wait to stop in my tracks and visit with this guy. I stop in my tracks with him. You've got him signed up to come this summer. How exciting is that?
It's amazing. You know, Jack is the greatest of all time. He's a legend. He has fond memories of St. Louis. You know, he played the 1960 U.S. Amateur at St. Louis Country Club and, of course, the Open at Belle Reve. He played the Ryder Cup at Old Worsham. And he really loves this area. And when he committed to us, he came to us and committed to the tournament along with Tom Watson to do the Legends Luncheon and then the tournament itself, we're beyond thrilled. I mean, you can't have an inaugural tournament start any better than Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson, and of course, Hale Irwin, local hero. And it really makes this, it takes a good event and it makes it great.
How about the Legends Luncheon? We know we got Nicklaus, we got Watson. These guys are going to play nine holes. They're going to do a Q&A out at Norwood this summer before the event to really kick it off. What is that going to be like, you think, for fans?
I think it's going to be spectacular. You know, last October, we had a little town hall meeting with Jack and Tom and Hale and yourself to commemorate what would have been the start of the tournament. Obviously, it was canceled. And it was amazing. You saw it. Billy Andrade was there, too. And the banter between Jack and Tom and Hale was extraordinary, talking about, you know, Jack and Tom's rivalry going back to the British Open in 77 at Turnberry and, of course, the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach and the Masters. And there was some gentle ribbing but a real fondness there. And I think you're going to see more of that at the Legends Lunch. I mean, we're going to have Jack and Tom in person in July, July 29th, if you want to buy tickets or a table. And they're going to be reminiscing about their careers. And I'll tell you what, Danny, you know this. They don't do that much anymore. You know, both Jack and Tom they're busy. And so for them to come in town in person and reminisce and talk about their career and how much their rivalry has meant and golf has meant and charity has meant to the sport. I just think it's one of those special moments, and anybody that has a chance to be there should try to be there.
Yeah, July 29th out at Norwood. Tell us what that ticket would get you, what the luncheon's going to be like, and then going out in the course and watching these guys compete.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to thank our sponsors, our presenting sponsor, Emerson. You know that they're an extraordinary company. We have Worldwide Technologies as a big partner, Enterprise and Centene and Stiefel and some others. And just the support of the community has been amazing. And so there's still opportunities for those that want to buy cabanas or in hospitality tents or corporate sponsorships or a table to the luncheon. We have 2 days of pro-ams, the Wednesday and Thursday of the tournament. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for fan engagement. And the community, I think, is ready, Danny. You know, you're seeing it from attendance at the baseball games. People want to get back to normal. Having a live sporting event in the summer, late summer, out at Norwood with some of the legends of the game and an opportunity to be up close to them. You know, the fun thing about the Champions Tour is in the pro-ams, you get to play inside the ropes with some of these guys. And they're great storytellers. They're great playing partners. And they're really charming, and they want to have fun. And so it's just a wonderful experience.
In terms of, I think, the fan support, it seems like it's just been just terrific with this because, as you've talked about, fans are ready for sports again. They're ready to open up. They're ready to get back out. And by the end of this summer, we should be pretty well open, I would assume. And I guess we should never assume anything in a COVID era. But that's what kind of makes this cool, too, is that by that time you're outdoors, it should be beautiful weather. Norwood is in great shape. The West Course is sensational. So I just think that fans, whether you're a golf fan or not, you're ready to get out and watch something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. If you saw the PGA Tour event this week at Quail Hollow, they had pretty much full fan attendance. And, of course, you're right. We don't know what the next few months are going to look like. But things are trending in the right direction. And I encourage everybody, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, go out, get the vaccine. The CDC has loosened the guidelines for outdoors, particularly masking. And so we think by Labor Day weekend, we should be, you know, pretty close to full fan attendance. We've already sold, I could tell you, over 5,000 tickets. So that tells you just how badly people want to get back to live sporting events. And we initially had planned to sell 14 cabanas or hospitality tents, and we're now over 30. So we're actually wow. running out of holes. We went through one hole, 13, 14, 16. So now we're looking for more holes. And again, that's a good sign. You know, people want to go out there. They want to spend time with their friends. They want to watch golf, great golf. They want to play a little great golf. And be outside in the beautiful time of year. And Norwood, as you said, it's in spectacular condition. It's a historic course. And I think the pros are going to be in for a tough test.
You know, the neat thing that you've done with this, Nick, is the charitable aspect of what's going to happen in North County, North St. Louis. And last year, even though you didn't even have the tournament, you still were able to dole out some pretty big checks for charity. And I think we should talk about that. That's something that just doesn't happen when you have an event canceled. A lot of times everything gets shut down with that. And you guys did not do that last year.
Yeah, you know, we were disappointed we had to cancel the event, but because of the great engagement and sponsorship from Emerson and Worldwide and others, we were still able to give $225,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, Urban League, and Mary Grove, our three primary charitable beneficiaries. And I can tell you, and the PGA Tour has told me, it's the first time in the history of the PGA Tour that an event is given away nearly $250,000 without playing a single shot in the event's history. Now, it's a dubious distinction. We wanted to play the event, obviously, but I feel really proud. If that's a portends things to come as far as our ability to engage the community and raise money for these wonderful charities, then, you know, I think we have something really special on our hands, Danny. And our goal is not just to provide great golf and entertainment. The real goal is to be the most charitable tournament in the PGA Tour Champions lineup, and I think we're well on our way to doing that. I think we have something really special on our hands.
How about some of the names that you think that you'll have commitments for and some of the ones that you already do have commitments from that are coming to St. Louis?
Yeah, we are going to have a stacked field. I could tell you that right now. We're, you know, if anybody that watches golf or the PGA Tour Champions knows that Phil has been out there a lot. He's won twice. He said basically he's going to be a full-time member. Ernie Els has won twice. Jim Furyk, Mike Weir just won last week or 2 weeks ago. Darren Clark has been playing. So we have Jack and Tom will be in the field. Hale Irwin, Bernard Long, or Freddie Couples. We are going to have a stacked field. And here's the beauty: the way the schedule falls this year, there is no PGA Tour event opposite us. So we're the only professional golf in North America that week. And there's only 2 weeks of the year where there's no PGA Tour event, and we have one of them. And I don't think that was a coincidence. I think that the Champions Tour set it up that way to give us a running head start. And so we have a perfect spot on the calendar right after Labor Day weekend. It's the run-up to the Schwab Cup on the Champions Tour. There's no opposite field event. And we are going to have maybe one of the strongest fields of the year. And, you know, for anybody that hasn't had a chance to come out and see the Champions Tour or play in a Pro-Am, do it. It's such an amazing experience.
Have you heard from John Daly? How's he feeling? I know he's been dealing with some medical issues. Do you feel that you'll get a commitment from him?
I do. We're John is doing much better. And I know Jay Delsing is close with him. John had, in fact, he competed. He almost won a couple weeks ago.
Right.
He was very competitive. I think his health is doing much better. I don't want to speak for him, but I think he's doing better, feeling better. And he's a Missouri guy. He absolutely will be in the field. He is super excited. You know, there's a lot of players with connections to this area. Obviously, Tom Watson being one of them, and he met his caddy Bruce Edwards out at Norwood, John Daly. And there's a lot of other. We have Billy Andrade, who's on Team Ascension Charity Classic. Tom Lehman is one of our brand ambassadors. And we got Jay Williams and Jay Delsing locally, but I've gotten so many texts and emails from players on tour saying, we're so excited to come to St. Louis to play in this event.
That's terrific. Again, the Legends Luncheon is July 29th, and let's give the dates for everything and where folks can get tickets, or if they're wanting to be a corporate sponsor, they can get involved in that way too.
Sure. Go to AscensionCharityClassic.com if you want to just buy tickets or volunteer. You know, we opened up volunteers a few weeks ago, and we got flooded with volunteers. So if you want to volunteer, if you want to buy tickets, or if you want, you know, if you're a professional service firm, a company in there, and you want to get a pro-am or a cabana, and you want to entertain some of your colleagues or clients or prospective clients, or just, you know, on a Friday or Saturday, be out there and drink and eat a little bit and watch some golf and be outside with your friends, go to AscensionCharityClassic.com. I will tell you, the hospitality and cabana is selling out like crazy. So is the pro-am. So if anybody's interested in that, I would say get in now, because I'm not sure how much more inventory we have.
And my final question for you, Nick, being involved with healthcare and Ascension, what has this been like the last, let's say, 14, 15 months for your caregivers and the great job that they've done?
They're extraordinary, Danny. I'm so blessed in my job. I get to tell the story of our caregivers. You know, I'm the chief marketing officer for Ascension, and we have 160,000 colleagues. And every day I wake up and I think, you know, how could I tell the story of our caregivers today? And when I go to sleep at night, I think, did I do enough to tell the story of our caregivers? I mean, the world has seen something that I've known for a long time, which is, you know, physicians, nurses, caregivers, tech support. They might not wear capes, but they're heroes, and they're truly selfless and dedicated. And we're blessed to have them here at Ascension. We're blessed for caregivers everywhere. In St. Louis, we have a great healthcare community. And, you know, we've seen in the last 15 months how important that has been to our country. And there's light at the end of the tunnel. Get vaccinated. Again, if you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Summer is going to be special. We're going to be able to go outside again and do some of the things that we're used to doing. And so we're just so looking forward to it. And I appreciate your support, Danny, the community, the sports community, the sports commission, and Frank Viverito, and just everybody, Kathy Osborne at the RBC, and all the corporate sponsors have, you know, St. Louis rallies around great things, and they want this to work, and so we're so excited.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick, thanks so much. Looking forward to the event, especially the Legends Luncheon that's on the 29th, and then end of the summer, here we go, the Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. It's going to be a lot of fun, and thanks for doing this.
I'll see you out there at Norwood.
You got it. That is Nick Ragone from Ascension. Got it.
This is the Danny Mac Show with BK, the podcast powered by I Promise.
Back to the show. This is 101 ESPN, the Thursday edition of the Danny Mac Show. I'm Dan McLaughlin. BK has the day off, and Tanner is with us. We have heard from Jack Nicklaus. We have heard now from Nick Ragone. Want to shift gears to a guy that will be playing in this event. And as Tanner and I were talking about just before the break, the fact that Jay Delsing is a St. Louisan, grew up here, grew up in North County, grew up at Norwood Hills Country Club, and now has a chance to compete in the Ascension Charity Classic.
Oh my gosh, Danny. I can't explain to you how cool this is. For I've probably over 1,000 events on the tour and the different tours, and to get one, this is a true home game. You know, we golfers don't really have that many home games, and this is really going to be special. There's no place on that golf course, both good and bad, that I haven't been, you know. So Pearlie's going to be caddying for me. He does a show with me and with the school at UCLA, and Jay Williamson, I know, is really excited about this. And Danny, we couldn't have a better group of people. I know you're as an ambassador as I am with for Ascension. These guys are just incredible, and what they're doing for the city and golf and the North County. It's nothing. There's nothing like it, but that's going to be on the Champions Tour. This is really going to be special.
In terms of the competition, give our fans a little peek behind the curtain. How good is the competition on the Champions Tour?
Oh, man. It's really, really good. You know, Danny, look at it this way. For those that follow golf, the guys that whipped my ass back 25 years ago, they're all going to be playing again. And all the there's Hall of Famers. There's folks that have already been in the Hall of Fame. And you're going to see some great golf. But the neat thing is, Danny, it's just going to be more relaxed than the PGA Tour. So you bring your son and your daughters out there, and you're going to be able to talk to, you know, Tom Watson or Ernie Els. So it's a much more relaxed atmosphere.
How about it being at Norwood Hills? I want to go back to that aspect and how this sets up for a championship event and a pro event. How do you think the course will set up?
Oh, beautifully, Danny. Norwood Hills West Course is a complete hidden gem in the city. It's as good as any course in town. It'll be in impeccable condition. Mike Null is a superintendent out there. He's been there for years. And it is just the greens are the best in the state day in and day out. And he'll have it in just terrific shape. The players will love it. It's old school golf. It's right in front of you. It's not easy. But in the golf course being in great shape, it'll be received really, really well.
I think what's so cool about this event, too, and whether you're the casual golf fan or you're the diehard, here in St. Louis, coming off the Belrive Championship and on the heels of what was just a remarkable tournament, I think the appetite for golf more so now is at an all-time high because of what we experienced at Belrive. So people are really chomping at the bit to see this thing happen.
Danny, no question about it. I mean, Belrive was – is there such thing as a five-run home run? Belrive, the St. Louis, the fans – the corporate citizens hit it out of the park. It was a storybook ending with Tiger almost winning, but basically, you know, marking his comeback for the PGA Tour. Brooks Koepka was a hell of a champion as well. And it's perfect timing. And, you know, we were supposed to have our inaugural event last year. You were at a little function that Ascension put on. And for the first time in the history of the PGA Tour, we had an entity, Ascension, give money to charitable groups without an event being played. And it was cool that you got to MC some of that. And Jack Nicklaus was on the Zoom with Tom Watson and Hale Irwin. And it's going to be special.
Being from North County, Jay, you are from North County. What does that mean to go back to North County and play there?
I keep sounding like a broken record, Danny, but it checks every single box I could possibly check. If there was some way my parents could still be alive to watch this, it would be absolutely perfect. But that's not gonna happen. But everything else, I started toting bags there at 12 years old, 1973. Geez, I almost threw another 10 years onto me, which would be horrible. But it's just fantastic. And the people, the members, just the relationship that I have with Nord, it's going to be so emotional, Danny. I'm fired up now, and we're you know, so many months away. It's going to be terrific for me. I don't know how it could be better.
What are you most looking forward to about this tournament? What do you think fans should look forward to most about this tournament?
Well, I'm a huge proponent of the game and growing the game, and this is first and foremost going to help grow the game. It's also going to do just a boatload of good for the North County area, which we both know really, really needs it. And I think, Danny, the older I get and the more I look at this, when we have a part of our city that's struggling, we are all struggling. You know, that doesn't do any of us any good, even if we don't live in North County anymore, to not have that area start to thrive. And so I think this is going to be a giant step to getting it to thrive. You know, Ascension's partnering with Emerson, and they've been a great supporter of golf in the game worldwide, among the other, oh my gosh, tens and of and even more companies locally that are going to, you know, jump on board and support it. So I can't wait for the competition itself. I miss it desperately. I haven't played in a competition on the PGA Tour in probably 5 years because of my body. And it's just, I can't wait to do that and just to be amongst friends. And I'll probably embarrass myself a few more times. It's been a while since I was able to do that. But having a golf club in my hand to get to play for a living has just been a dream come true. And having it in Norwood is awesome. And, you know, to be a part of this thing with you and the Ascension Group and Jay Williamson, it's wonderful.
What are you trying to do to get ready for this? And what's your personal goal, you know, over the course of this tournament? What are you trying to do? I mean, obviously you want to win it if you
could. No question. There's no doubt. I never turned up at one event, Danny, that I didn't want or think I could win. And I still think I could win that. And that's probably why I'm so excited. Now, the reality of it is I haven't played. I just had a new knee put in October, so I'm rehabbing that. But, you know, I'm going to go out and do my absolute best, and I'm just dying to get in the mix. I want to be in the mix. I don't know what that's going to look like. I hope from the very beginning that I can start playing well and you know, challenge for this thing. But you know how golf is, and I know how my career's been. It hasn't always gone the way I want it. So I'm going to kind of bridle that and just try to stay really process-oriented. First tee shot, just try to hit that damn ball in the fairway somehow. And if I don't, I'll go find it because I've been over there before and see if I can make something of it.
Honest question, and I think people would be shocked at this answer. I think I know the answer. When you stand over that first tee, do you still get butterflies? Do you get nervous to hit that first drive?
Oh, Danny, you know it. I think, and I talked to some of the greats in the game, and they said, when that goes away, you need to walk away, you know, because it just doesn't mean the same thing. And I mean, I'll be 60 years old, which is, you know, did you ever think you'd ever come out and watch a bunch of 60-year-old people do anything? I didn't, but I'm excited as hell. I can put myself in that situation right now, Danny, and on that first tee, and I've hit that tee shot thousands of times, and I'll still be, oh, boy. You know, I'll swing probably as hard as I can like I usually do and hope that the thing goes someplace good.
And finally, what do you think those emotions will be like as a kid that was, as you said, toting bags around Norwood and then teeing one up with something on the line and knowing that you were a part of helping bring this tournament to St. Louis and to North County and understanding the charitable component of it? What do you think those emotions will be like for you?
Oh boy, I'm already trying to control those because it'll be out of control. I mean, I'll just have a wash. I'll see someone. It'll remind me of my dad. It'll remind me of some of the things that I did, some trees that I hit, you know, some shots that I tried to pull off as a kid. The entire thing between the first tee and then coming up to the 18th green, you know, I'm really hoping that I can walk the 54 holes. I haven't been able to do that in a long time. I hope I'll be able to walk. It's just a better experience. But walking up to the 18th green is going to be really special no matter where I finish.
Great catching up, Jay. Looking forward to the event. I'm sure we're going to do this again before we officially tee it off late this summer. And awesome to see you, and thanks for doing this.
Oh, Danny, anytime. Thanks for having me on the show. Love it.
Many thanks to Jay Delsing. It's going to be awesome to see him out there. Jay Williamson as well, another St. Louis connection. But as we heard with Nick Ragone, we're going to have some of the biggest names out there. Phil Mickelson's going to be out there. John Daly's going to be out there. Ernie Els is going to be out there. I mean, it's about as good as it gets. Freddie Couples. So we saw the appetite for golf with Bell Reeve and what happened there. And I'm not saying this is on that scale, but we have the appetite for golf, and people get behind these events. So it's going to be packed out there at Norwood.
Yeah, that's a solid lineup that you've got coming out to do it. It's going to be a fun event. And I feel kind of bad for some people that might be golfing because you got to compete with those guys in the lineup. Yeah. Oh, man.
Phil just shot a 64 last week on the regular tour. And he's already won twice on the Champions Tour. So not easy. And as Jay said, he said, hey, I'm going out there to win this thing, which I kind of appreciated that. He's like, hey, I'm not just out there as a, you know, brand ambassador. I'm out there to win.
Hey, I'm rooting for him. He's one of our guys here at 101 ESPN, so I'm going to take Jay Delsing in this.
I'm with you. We're going to cross it over next on 101 ESPN.
This is the Danny Mac Show with BK, the podcast powered by I Promise.
Thursday edition of the Danny Mac Show. We're just about done. Alex has the show coming up with Tanner and with Chris Kerber. He'll be in as well because BK has the day off. So fun talking golf. Hopefully you enjoyed that visit with Nick Ragone, Jack Nicklaus, which was awesome. Jay Delsing was great. Really enjoyed it. But we switch back to what you guys are doing coming up, and I'm sure you're going to be talking a little baseball coming up, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk some baseball. We will talk some Blues hockey. We got Joey Vitale coming up. We're going to have a healthy scratch coming into the lineup. Chris Kerber's going to fill in for BK, as you mentioned, because he's out today. And also, we're going to talk Cardinals baseball, get you ready. Talk a little bit about this Brewers series as it's wrapping up right, going to wrap up this afternoon, and we'll talk about the Padres series coming up as we've got ESPN's Buster Olney.
What do you want to hear from Buster?
I want to hear his take on the Cardinals and just kind of that perspective that we've talked about. How has the view of them changed? Are they a better team than what people thought, or is it because the National League has kind of been underperforming right now? I'm on the side of the Cardinals, but I'm interested to hear what Buster has to say.
No one really running away with anything. And the Giants have been, to me, the surprise of baseball. I do think that eventually the Dodgers are going to catch fire. I've got too much faith in them. They've won, what, 8 straight NL West titles. We're early in the season. You've got to have your ups and downs, and then at some point you're going to look up like they did a few years ago, and they're going to go 40-10 in a 50-game stretch. Might be a stretch for that. Who knows? But I just think they're better than the way they played. And in terms of the Cardinals, as long as they can stay healthy, and they've gotten finally healthier, and they got Michaelis coming and some others.
Goldie's heating up too now.
Yeah, I like their team. And Arenado makes such a difference, man. This guy is so good.
He is, as we've said a lot, he's worth the price of admission. And how about this, that you mentioned, you know, it feels like there's just a big group together there. As of after Sunday's games, 16 teams within 2 games of 500. Within 2 or just 2 over 500. 16 teams in Major League Baseball.
Baseball is to love that. It's parody.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I love the parody. I love what we're seeing. And it's going to, if it leads like that, you're going to have a lot of games mattering in September.
No doubt. Hey, this is fun. Thanks, my man. Have a great show.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Danny Mack, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on 101 ESPN.
You've been listening to The Danny Mack Show with BK, the podcast powered by I Promise.